Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
Ruby Frankie and Jody Hildebrandt having their day of reckoning with the judge finally saying, guess what? Y'all get to go to prison. The sentence? It's four consecutive counts, 1 to 15 years each, I should say. So that could mean it could be 4 years. Could be up to 60 years individually for Jody and Ruby. Exactly what they're going to spend, we don't know yet. Joining me to discuss this, Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent. From what we knew about their charges, knew about their abuse towards their children, what's your thoughts on the verdict coming down and the sentencing of the 15-year consecutive sentences for them for each?
Wow. That's my first impression. Yeah. Wow. Good. We got some justice. The other thing that strikes me on this is the dichotomy sometimes of different states in all these different cases. Mm-hmm. You know, we have some places, you know, convicting anyone of anything. And yet here we go. A mom and her accomplice are, you know, looking at substantial time away. It'll be really interesting what the actual sentencing comes down to for me, just because Frankie, she's throwing herself on the court, and she's literally saying, I own it. I'm horrible. I'm learning from this. I'm moving on. I like every single statement she's made. So it'll be interesting to see what sentence she actually ultimately gets compared to Hildebrandt, because I really see Hildebrandt as the one that really needs to go away for much longer. I think Frankie is very rehabilitative, eligible.
Is she, though? I mean, I don't know. If one is able to do these things to begin with, that to me is just kind of where it all starts. It's like you're able to, like, literally hold your head's kid underwater as punishment. You're able to make them go work out in the sun to an extreme just for punishment. It's not like, hey, kids, go play and you get sunburned, you know, like the stuff we would have done as kids. That wasn't a punishment. That was just us being not very bright children, you know, or just kids being kids. This was insane stuff. So the fact that at some point it clicked in her mind to say, hey, this seems like a good way to treat my kids, a good way to get punishment. I mean, is that rehabilitatable? It's like, this is already in you. Why was it there to begin with, I guess, is kind of the question I have, that you need to be rehabilitated from this toxic behavior.
Because I think she, the note I actually put on it as I took my notes on this one, this is to me is an emotionally vulnerable family. Mm-hmm. And, you know, whether it's her not able to kind of stand up to this neediness she had to be seen, to be heard, and all the affirmation she's getting on YouTube, to her husband being completely vacant from this in my mind, you know, so whether you're a husband, a wife, I don't care what it is, when you are a couple of any sort, partners in raising children, you have what I call the loving critic. You know, you have the other person in your life to kind of bring balance to your actions and you for the other person. And when you have two people to me that are emotionally and psychologically, I want to say, soft isn't the right word, but also I'll just use soft right now, that you're so able to be manipulated by someone like Hildebrandt that comes in. Mm-hmm. you know, it's a recipe for disaster, obviously.
Yeah.
But because, but to me, granted, it could be a complete show on her part, you know, very well orchestrated by her defense team, you know, giving her scripts to read, and she's a great actress because she's on YouTube all the time. I mean, you don't know all these facets yeah. and details, but I do like her owning it. So I think the owning it and the realization of how broken she is, there's that glimmer of hope that if true, if real, that there is a path back to society for her. Granted, I don't know if I'd ever trust her being a mother again.
Yeah.
But we'll
and that's obviously, I mean, I can't imagine being her children and trying to reconcile, like,
oh my God,
that of, you know, because it certainly would be the desire, I would think, for some, because it's your mom and there were probably good times there. You know, you want that, but you don't at the same time for your own good, because you know what she's capable of or what she did do. That's a whole ball of, you know, psychological trauma that they have to deal with. Her statement, though: I'm humbled and willing to serve a prison sentence for as long as I need. I am committed to unlearning my toxic behavior. Okay. I mean, and then she also talks about twisting God's word and distorting his doctrine. The fact that God was even part of the equation, you know, is interesting, because it seems maybe that's how she justified this stuff. I mean, religion can make people do some pretty crazy things if they think it's what God wants them to do. If it goes against whatever they may have been brought up to believe or the norms of society, if somehow the doctrine of what they believe in, and I'm just putting gods in air quotes here because this is clearly not like a Christian God that she's talking about, but she believed it was, you know, or some sort of like humane one. I mean, is that part of it? Is this what, is that how she was able to kind of, you know, justify the behavior in her mind? You had her believing it was God. And then number two, you have Jody. You know, two forces back to back that, you know, it seems that she was really searching for somebody with some sort of guidance, and this is what she got.
I completely agree. We have seen, and you and I have covered so many cases this year of people going completely sideways and nuts mm-hmm. based on religion, you know, whether it's the Ballows, you know, with her and Chad murdering their two children, or any of the other number of cults we've seen that, and taking a Christian fundamental religion and shifting it towards their own needs mm-hmm. for control,
yeah,
for justification of bad actions and lives. And again, when you take, I think, make up terms here, the emotionally soft or the psychologically soft mind of Frankie, then you take where she's using religion to justify some of her actions with her YouTube channel. Then you throw in a semi-cult leader in Hildebrandt into that equation, who's more charismatic, who's recommended by the church. You know, I still hold on to the fact that the church recommended her as a counselor to people.
Yeah.
You know, so what you have in here is you have that confirmation bias yeah. where you're going to keep consuming information that validates your own self-opinion. So let's do our own little thought experiment here, you know, in the world of Robin's make-believe. So here you have Ruby, who is having some tough love at home, and she's got a YouTube channel to get the affirmation she needs for, you know, this tough love that she's holding. And she's feeling sort of justified for her actions because the church that she's part of and her belief system says we need to be more firm with our children today than we were when I was growing up, or whatever that is.
Yeah.
Well, if she's starting to get some pokes from people or some outliers saying, you know, I don't know about that. Well, that would hold weight unless you have someone that is then recommended by your own people to come in and say, oh, no, you're doing it all right. Hildebrandt, I'm an expert in this field. The church recommends me. Mm-hmm. And so you start having this confirmation bias because you're self-doubt. But now we have all these people affirming, oh, I'm right on. Then I'll have yeah. all these YouTube followers saying, oh, yeah, right on. That's a recipe for horribleness.
It makes me wonder a little bit about the dynamic between her and Kevin. Kevin seems very weak. Kevin seems very much, I have no opinion. I'm just going to go along with whatever, you know, Ruby wanted to do. It makes me wonder, was Ruby in such a place where she really needed someone to help give her direction, give her some sort of guidance? And because she didn't have it, she resorted to being the extreme, really hard parent, because Kevin wasn't doing it at any sort of healthy level. He was just kind of existing. And then felt kind of like she was out of control there. Found a little bit of guidance in Hildebrandt that was also kind of an extreme hard person. So that kind of almost played a husbandish role to her. And then at the same point, you mix in the God stuff or their twisted version of it. And then finally, she felt like maybe she's on a path as opposed to being completely derailed prior to that. Obviously, in reality, she was completely derailed over here. But in her mind, she thought she was on some sort of guidance or path because her life had been so chaotic previous to this, in her mind anyway. And this gave her some sort of path to go on. Despite it being a horrible one, it was still a path versus just kind of like everything's everywhere.
Yeah, the behavior brought her stability.
Yeah.
There's lots of conjecture we can have in there. Yeah. And everything you said sounds completely plausible and right. But I think the bottom line on that is it from appearances, it looks like that she substituted the partner that her husband wasn't being for Hildebrandt.
Yeah. Yeah. That really kind of feels the way and the direction that it had been.
The kind of stability you're searching for, that it just went down that path.
Yeah, 100%. What's your thoughts on Jodi Hildebrandt receiving the exact same sentence? Obviously, both their roles here are a little bit different here and there in this case. But, you know, is this, you know, should it have been handled the same way where both are treated equally?
You know, I wish I was in the courtroom to kind of get a better flavor for that one. I was a little surprised that she got the same conviction, but that kind of shows that, hey, they are both guilty of the exact same thing together.
Yeah.
So that's good. So that's why it'll be really come down to the sentencing for me. It'll be really interesting to see if they hold Hildebrandt more accountable than Ruby. And again, going back to Ruby's aha moments as she's stating out there, you know, in defense and everywhere else where she's owning the behavior, we also don't see her really overly throwing Hildebrandt under the bus, which, in other words, she's not saying I'm a victim too, which would really rankle people. She's just saying I own my behavior, and we'll see what Hildebrandt said. And Hildebrandt, see, did you see Hildebrandt's statement was?
Yes, I sincerely love these children. One of the reasons I didn't go to trial is that I didn't want them to relive this. That was my question. I wanted to ask you about authentic response there, or is this just, you know, I'm doing good. I care about the kids. I care.
From Hildebrandt, nothing sounds genuine or authentic to me. Yeah. I think she sounds like she's reading off a script. She's really, to me, is incongruent between the words that she's saying and the emotions that she's evicting from it. Mm-hmm. To me, Ruby is doing a much better job of that congruence between the two things and the emotions that she has, the words that she's saying. It seems very congruent with her behavior. But, you know, I won't put it past anyone to be a fantastic actor. Although the interesting thing with acting, if you don't have a lot of reps in it, it'll fail you. Inside the courtroom, the judge will have a good baseline of all this to kind of, he'll be assessing, you know, or whoever's doing the sentencing, will be able to hopefully better assess, is this true or is it more just a show?
Yeah. We'll have to wait and see. I'm hoping for the full 60 on this.
Wouldn't that be something?
For the sake of society.
Wouldn't that be something? Yes. That would. So it's funny when you and I are talking about holding parents accountable for their kids' actions and parents being accountable for their own actions. Mm-hmm. That'll be an interesting precedent, won't it?
It will be.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.